We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Kits and Wagers. I'm Adam Zdrojek, joined by myself. Chris is away, so it's going to be a little quicker show this week. We still have eight bets coming to everyone. We're talking about three matches in the Premier League. We have an FA Cup team parlay as well, which I think is plus 280, plus 290 odds. But Chris is on a little work trip, so it's just going to be me here breaking down these games. I'm going to try and do this as quick as possible so, you know, I can actually speak at the end of it. But rotowire.com/soccer trial, I'll be using our betting page. I also wrote a betting article earlier that is also up at the site. Just go to rotowire.com/betting/soccer. There's three more bets in this one. So just something to add to it. I am talking Luton Town home against Brentford. Chris also has a Sheffield United Burnley bet. Everton Nottingham Forest and then Liverpool are at Fulham. As usual, what we do lately, the odds to win the Premier League, Manchester City minus 250. We've been talking about this probably for the past month. It was a couple weeks ago where, you know, me and Chris were kind of like, yeah, Manchester City sitting around plus 200, kind of hard. These odds are pretty high, kind of hard not to take that. And then Arsenal, Liverpool fall apart a little bit. Man City are now minus 250 to win the league. So hopefully something happens in the next week to where these odds are closer to where we have maybe some unknowns. So we get the final month of the season is a little more exciting. But we do have some relegation talk because the FA Cup's going on. Chelsea, Manchester City, and Manchester United are playing in the FA Cup this weekend. Tottenham don't even have a match in game week 34. But let me pull up the table here. Because I will be talking about the relegation battle for a couple of these matches. So this first one, Luton Town are home against Brentford. Luton Town sitting here, 25 points. Nottingham Forest playing at Everton, 26 points for Nottingham Forest, 27 points for Everton. So this is as the title competition kind of dies, we have the relegation battle between, it's looking like three teams right now, though Burnley play Sheffield United on Saturday. So there's a chance, you know, Burnley aren't done yet. If Burnley, you know, Sheffield United technically aren't done yet either, but it's going to require a bunch of wins. But if Burnley get 3 points at Sheffield United, they will be just outside of the conversation here. So they've been getting points lately. And if you look at it, this should hopefully be a relegation battle that's going to last for a few more weeks here. So let's get into the first match. We got Luton Town home against Brentford. Again, I'm on the betting pages here. I'm going to look at the odds, going to compare the odds a little bit. Luton Town are plus 220 to win. That's gone up a little bit here. April 8th, about 10 days ago, Luton Town are plus 185. So this is, I mean, they've been pretty injured for about the past month now. So it's just been more Brentford love, I guess, is coming here. So Luton Town plus 220 to win. Brentford plus 115 to win. The draw is plus 275. Over 3.5 goals, plus 135. Under 3.5 goals, minus 170. Again, the injury situation. Luton Town probably not getting anyone back outside of possibly Mengi returning to the back line. Gives them just another player. They do get Issa Kabore back because he was on – He was long locked against Manchester City last week. Luton Town battled in that game. They battled as much as they could. I think they ended up giving up 37 shots against Manchester City. Whereas Brentford, home against Sheffield United, maybe didn't play their best match, but they got the 3 points there. And that kind of firmly took them outside of this relegation battle. So looking at this one, it's a big match for Luton Town. They're at home. At this point, we kind of know that they've been battling injuries, and we kind of know that these guys aren't coming back. So how are we going to put that into this match? It's kind of hard to look at anything in that Luton Town match. But before that Luton Town match, they're at home against Bournemouth. They won 2-1. And I think that one kind of surprised a lot of people. They're down 1-0, and then they got those two late goals. But they only allowed 8 shots in that match, 1 on target. Led the match in terms of corners, partly because they were down for about 30 minutes there. But, I mean, we take into account these injuries, but then it's like, okay, before that match, Luton Town surrounding the win against Bournemouth, they're at Manchester City, at Arsenal, at Tottenham. So it's like, how much are these injuries actually affecting them on the pitch? And then you have the Kenilworth Road, you have the boost at home for Luton Town. So looking at Chris's bet here, Chris has a Luton Town draw, no bet, +135. I'm kind of on that as well. It's not like Brentford are playing overly well. You got Luton Town at home. Luton Town double chance with the maybe like over 1.5 goals is another route you can take. I think Luton Town double chance is -140 or so. The draw, no bet, of course, if it's a draw, you just get your money back. So I'm kind of leaning on that one as well. Luton Town, they just need this match a little more, and they've played well at home this season. My bet, Luton Town over 5.5 corners at -115. I was looking at some of the races to corners. So I think race to 7 corners is actually an option here. And that would probably require Luton Town not to get an early lead, not to get a lead in the first half kind of thing. Also, Luton Town, they're -0.25 corners in the first half is -110. You can get raced to 7 corners at +200. Over 10.5 corners, -125. I just like corners in this match. I think it's going to be you can't look at the last week game, but I just think that just look at the Luton Town lineup. I think that when they get Kabore back, they're just getting there. Onyedima, I think he has 1-2 starts on him now. And Townsend's been getting more minutes. Clark's been playing decently well. Barkley's been played well. Season Chong has been healthy. So the attacking pieces are still there. I know Adebayo and Ekbeni are out, but I think Luton Town can play how they want to play. It's just going to be Brentford are going to want to muck this up. They're going to want to make this physical. They're going to want to play dirty a little bit here, one could say. But I think that may actually result in goals. I think Luton Town will get chances. I think both teams will get chances, but I think we can get goals here. I am leaning Luton Town though, but all right, that's all I'll talk about for this match. Let's go on to the next one. So this one. So again, Chris is on a business trip. We kind of got our wires crossed a little bit. So he has a bet on Sheffield United Burnley. So we'll go through that one real quickly. I have another Sheffield United Burnley bet in my article. So check that out. That is up at rotowire.com/soccer. So Sheffield United +175 to win. They're home underdogs here. Burnley are +150. The draw is +255. Chris's bet is that draw at +255. Funny enough, I wrote this article and I mentioned I kind of like the draw a little bit. +255. That is a good route. That is Chris's bet though. He is on draw +255. It was last week where I mistakenly took an exact score of 1-1. In the, what was it, the West Ham-Wolverhampton match, ended up going 2-2. I said on the show, I was like, I don't think they're going to get to 2-2. I should have just went with the draw result there. I think I was getting +200 something odds right there. Instead, I was a little greedy. I went exact score at 1-1, and that was +425. Unfortunately, so it did not hit, but I kind of like this route here. Burnley has been drawing a bunch of matches. The other way around, I would take is Burnley plus 150. I do think Burnley have the edge overall because Sheffield United, they don't have Jack Robinson. They don't have Jaden Bogle. Baldock's still out as well. So a couple new injuries to add to the already guys who have been injured. But Burnley have a ton of draws lately. While they are playing well, they have a ton of draws. The Sheffield United, the last couple of home matches, 2-2 against Chelsea, 3-3 against Fulham. Games where they got leads, and then they kind of let those leads slip away. So this one should be a fun one. You know, Sheffield United maybe not exactly have the hope of getting out of the relegation zone, but I think it'd feel good for them to kind of kick Burnley out of the competition if they got a win here, kick them out of the Premier League. Somewhat close enough, I guess you could say. But let me pull up the odds for the Everton Nottingham Forest match. This might be the biggest match. Actually, I think it is the biggest match of what day are we looking at? I click on the wrong day here. This is the biggest match of the weekend, I would argue. As I said, again, Everton 27 points, Nottingham Forest 26. As we know, I don't think we're going to get any more point deductions. I think we're going to get a confirmation. I think it's coming up next week about the latest point deduction, whether it was Everton or Nottingham Forest. I don't think we're going to any changes. If we get more changes, then I don't know. That's just the Premier League being stupid here. But Everton, they were minus 120. Now it's plus 105 for Everton to win. Now we're looking at plus 110 to win. Nottingham Forest are plus 270, plus 265. The draw is plus 250. And then in terms of goals, we have over 2.5, minus 115, under 2.5, minus 110. Injury-wise, it's pretty good. Anthony Elanga might be back for Nottingham Forest, but Gio Reyna started above him last weekend. Sounds like Branthwaite's going to be able to play. It sounds like Idrissa Gueye is going to be able to play. Branthwaite picked up an injury against Chelsea. So did Seamus Coleman. So did Nathan Patterson. Idrissa Gueye woke up with a calf injury ahead of that match. Sounds like Calvert-Lewin has been training, so he could be an option. I doubt he's going to start, given his history in terms of muscle injuries. But it could be him. It could be him. I think Beto is going to get another start there. Just looking at this, just a massively important match here between these teams. And Everton are kind of surprising high favorites here. These teams level on the table. I know they're home, but they're coming off that 6-0 loss against Chelsea. Nottingham Forest haven't been terrible. They're getting points. That is the one thing that Nottingham Forest has been able to do. I know they have some losses. They have that loss against Tottenham. They haven't played well, one could say, but you know, point against Wolverhampton, point against Crystal Palace, point against Luton Town. One, they beat in Fulham. That one was at home. So I am kind of surprised a little bit that Everton are plus 110 in this spot. But I think this is going to be like these teams are going to come into this match tight. They know whoever loses this match is in a bad situation. So I think you kind of take that into account. I think this is going to be a tight match. It's not going to be up and down. It's like Sean Dyche doesn't want to play up and down anyways. Everton's going to be a little more, actually, they're going to play how they usually play, a little more defensive. The prior meeting was, I think it was 1-0 actually in December. Everton won 1-0 at Nottingham Forest. Let me pull up how many shots were taken. 25 shots, 5 on target, combined for about 1.5 XG. So again, not a lot. Neither one of these teams plays with a ton of possession, but someone's going to have possession in this match. Then you just throw in just these tendencies of playing a little more defensive. I know Nottingham Forest have been kind of maybe a little more attacking under Nuno, but I think the odds are good here in terms of the under 2.5 goals. So I got under 2.5 goals in this match, minus 110. Again, Chris has Sheffield United Burnley draw plus 255. But, you know, I'd be surprised if there's goals here. Maybe this goes off the rails and, you know, someone makes a mistake earlier in the match. And then it's just like, bam, 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 back and forth. But I kind of doubt that happening. This is going to be these teams just don't want to lose. And I think that's how they're going to come into play. So we'll see in terms of Everton just coming off that terrible result, and maybe Maybe they get a bounce back, maybe they don't. But next game we have Fulham are home against Liverpool. And odds have gone a little up and down, I guess you could say. Liverpool, was this a week ago, 10 days ago? Liverpool were minus 225 10 days ago. Now they're minus 175 to win. Fulham are plus 425 to win. Fulham are at home. The draw is plus 370. And then over, let's see here, over 3.5 goals is plus 100. Under 3.5 goals is minus 125. All right, so Fulham, no injuries. Liverpool pretty much back to full strength outside of Connor Bradley, picked up an injury of his own. So it could be, we'll see if Alexander-Arnold gets to start here. He started on Thursday as Liverpool crashed out against Atalanta, but pretty much a full strength Liverpool squad here. They're coming off, okay, they beat Atalanta, but they're already down 3-0 in that tie. They're coming off that home loss against Crystal Palace. They need this game. And I think we all know where Chris is going as a Liverpool fan. He can't go against his club here. But Fulham have given some trouble to Liverpool in the past. And then you have Craven Cottage. They've played well at Craven Cottage. Fulham is this team that's just extremely up and down. They're awesome entering the international break. Then coming out of the international break, it was just like, not the same team at all. I think they went down 3-0, 3-1 or something at Sheffield United, ended up getting a point. Next game, they lost 3-1 at Nottingham Forest. And the next game, they couldn't do it. They couldn't get that goal against Newcastle, ended up losing at home to Newcastle. Then last week, they're back on it. They got the win against West Ham 2-0. So it's a little bit up and down here, but Craven Cottage against Liverpool. And while they don't have anything to play for, I'm not sure how much that matters here. When you're playing against a team like Liverpool at home, I think they're going to come to play. I think it's going to be an interesting game, back and forth. I think both teams will get opportunities, but Chris has a little single game parlay here. Liverpool money line over 2.5 goals at minus 105. I'll say I don't want to touch Liverpool money line just based off some of these last results. In Atalanta, I think they finished with, in the first half, they couldn't even get a corner. Let me pull up how many shots they actually had in that game. But in a spot where you just need more goals, you need more opportunities, they finished with 10 shots in that game. And apparently one of the shots was beyond midfield, which Van Dijk took a shot from 70 yards out, something like that. I don't know. But they ended up with one corner. I don't know, kind of a weird match. So how well are Liverpool actually playing? Is that Manchester United result getting in their heads a little bit? They have the loss against Atalanta, couldn't score against Crystal Palace, couldn't get enough against Atalanta in the second leg. So I'm not completely sold on Liverpool being a massive favorite in this one. So I have a corner bet as usual, because I think Fulham are going to be, I think this is going to be an even match in the first half. I don't think Liverpool are going to be like, yeah, we're going to come out and kind of dominate this. Even home against Crystal Palace, that match wasn't completely dominant from Liverpool. I know Crystal Palace got that early goal, but even then, I think they just struggled a little bit to get in the attacking third, to get those opportunities early. And I think Fulham's attack can cause concern for Liverpool's back line here. So I got Fulham plus one corner in the first half at minus 115. So this bet can push. This is not a 0.5. This is not a 1.5. So unfortunately, it is a plus one bet. So if they do lose by one, you do get your money back. But I actually think Fulham, I wouldn't hate taking Fulham to have more corners in the first half. That seems like a stretch, but Fulham at home, Liverpool were just in Bergamo. They were just at Atalanta and they went down in defeat. So Fulham first half plus 240 to have the most corners there is also a possibility, but I got Fulham plus one corner in the first half, minus 115. Chris's single game parlay is Liverpool money line over 2.5 goals at minus 105. And as we get to our FA Cup parlay here, I'll pull up I'll pull up the, I don't actually believe that we have FA Cup odds in the system. That is one thing we get. It'll be up at some point. Yeah, it's not an option yet, I don't believe. It is not. But I'll pull up the cheat sheet here. So our FA Cup parlay, I'll pull up the FPL cheat sheet, that is, as we get going. So we got a couple matches, Manchester United against Coventry City and then Chelsea against Manchester City. And this is what you get for a one-man show here while switching across competitions here with the FA Cup. So we got Manchester City minus 165 to win. Chelsea are plus 400 to win. Coventry City plus 450. Manchester United minus 210. So Manchester City coming off that result against Real Madrid. Can they bounce back? Can they bounce back? Chelsea coming off the 6-0 win against Everton. The last time these teams played, I think it was that 4-4 result. Let me just actually double check that one because they may have played in league play before that, since that. They did play in February at Manchester City's 1-1. So, I mean, you look at those results, Chelsea have been able to get results against Manchester City. Manchester City coming off the Real Madrid match. So I think you can get some value actually taking the Chelsea side. If you want it like a double chance, maybe they can take this to PKs, another match for Manchester City and PKs. Again, these guys went 120 minutes on Wednesday, so maybe that has to come into account as well. But Chris's side of the parlay is a bit of a single game parlay, but yeah, I think you can take this as a DraftKings in-game parlay here. Manchester City, Chelsea, he has both teams to score, no draw, plus 120. So thinking goals, and he's thinking someone's going to win. That's kind of what it comes down to. And I think there's going to be goals here. That's just how Chelsea play. This game's going to be a little crazy, I think. Maybe they play safe because it's the FA Cup semi. Maybe it's a little different than those league matches, but I'm still not sold on this Chelsea back line. I know they just got the clean sheet against Everton, but I'm still not sold here. I think they're going to allow goals, but I think they're also going to come back and get goals against Manchester City. So I like that side of the bet. And then I added something similar there, but I went to this Manchester United Coventry City match. I think there's going to be goals in this one as well, because Coventry City aren't that great of a defensive side, but they can score. So you kind of look at that. You kind of look at Manchester United. They have all these injuries on the back line. They have some of these injuries. They've been in weird matches against weaker sides, and you know, against top sides, it's like, okay, let's sit back, let's defend. But once it gets up and down a little bit, once you're playing against a team that's in the lower division, I think that's when you start to allow some goals. So I think this one's going to be, I think both these games can be up and down if we're lucky enough. I think there's going to be goals in both these ones, but I got over 10.5 corners at minus 130 between Coventry City and Manchester United. So over 10.5 corners is minus 130, parlayed with Manchester City, Chelsea, both teams to score, no draw, plus 120. We're getting plus 289 odds. So that's a team parlay. All right, that's all I got here. That's the Premier League bets. That's 8 bets for everyone. So hopefully we've got some winners. If Chris has some losers, go find him on Twitter at CHR08. I am at RotoWireSoccer. You can also follow RotoWire Soccer at RotoWire Soccer. But that's our bets. Chris will be back next week as we only have a few game weeks left. So thank you for watching this. Again, check out the cheat sheet. If you still haven't set your FPL squads and whatnot, we have a double game week, and we have all the double game week lineups in here. We've got all the double game week odds in here as well. Manchester United, biggest favorite. You know, I'm just talking about Manchester United, Manchester City in the FA Cup, but Manchester, they come back midweek to Manchester City, or Manchester United host Sheffield United. Biggest favorite on the slate, Manchester City travel to Brighton. Third biggest favorite on the slate. Begin at rotowire.com/soccer trial. It's a 48-hour trial to be able to access this cheat sheet. But thank you for listening to this. Thank you for watching. Please give a thumbs up to this. Like, subscribe, all that. Otherwise, we'll be back with more bets, maybe some more DFS content. Check out rotowire.com/soccer for so rare content, FPO rankings, Fantrax rankings, betting articles, everything you want. Thank you for listening to this. We'll see everyone next week.